program is brought to you by the Southern Institute of Technology.
Hello and welcome to Sit to Learn's Certificate in Intensive English Language. This week we move into the upper intermediate level, modules 1 to 4. We'll start by revising forms that we're pretty familiar with, verb forms. When discussing habits, things that happen regularly, the present simple tense is used. I practice the piano every day. The present simple is also used when talking about states, things that do not often change. I read the paper. When we discuss temporary actions, we use the present continuous tense. It's cloudy. The present continuous tense is also used for definite plans. Anna is having a party tomorrow. When discussing actions that started in the past, and are still continuing, the present perfect tense is used. Anna has worked at that office for 2 years. Other instances where the present perfect is used include actions that happened at some time in the past, doesn't matter when. Anna has already passed the requirements for her maths course. And for actions which happened in the past but have an effect in the present. Jim has forgotten his textbook. When we discuss actions that happened in the past which are finished, we use the past simple tense. I walked to work yesterday. Moving right along to the past continuous tense. This is used when one action began before another and finished after it. Jim was fixing the fence when Tom arrived. And when an action has already started and was still continuing at a particular time. At 2 o'clock it was raining. Notice the past continuous tense is formed by using the verb be in the past tense and the ing form of the base action verb. They were dancing. The final verb form we'll look at is the past perfect tense. This is used for an action that happened before another event in the past. Before the computer crashed, I had saved my work. Now that our knowledge of the various verb forms has been refreshed, it's time to put them into practice with our first dialogue.
I practice the art of war every day, Timothy, for such a time as this.
I know, Jeffrey.
But don't let your emotions cloud your mind.
Sir Roderick has been the reigning military tactician champion for 3 years.
Well, Timothy, then it is time for the sun to come out and his reign to end. I am planning his downfall as we speak.
I saw Sir Roderick this morning, Geoffrey. I think he suspects that we are up to something.
Are you afraid of him now, Timothy? Before he slandered my mother, I had called him friend. Now he is the object of my wrath.
I stood next to you when this began, Geoffrey. And you can be sure I will be by your side at the end. Shall we draw the battle lines?
Yes. Clack.